community gardens are about growing awareness and getting people inspired in local seasonal food. And to think that spending money on an initiative like that, that brings people closer to their food and develops food as a health initiative, how could you possibly think that a couple of $1 million spent on growing community? Because the thing with a community garden, it's not just the produce that you're growing. You're growing the actual community. People are sharing, people are engaging. My community garden in my street is not a threat to the biosecurity of the country, because in a community garden, the moment fruit is ready, it's gone. So I struggle with the thought that a community garden is a biosecurity threat. I think the only threat that a community garden is posing to some ways of thinking is that people are becoming more aware of a local food option and not relying on imports.
And they're getting the real taste too.
Well, that's it. Explaining to the kids today, if you eat something that's in season, that's not an apple that's been gassed since March and pops up in the supermarket in December, what sort of taste alarm do you need on? You just chew it and you know. A new season apple is that. You eat it in season. When it's mango time, eat mangoes until you body paint yourself with them, and then you come with another one. And then look forward to them coming around again next year, rather than have these different varieties that have been imported from the Pacific that sort of look like and don't smell like and certainly don't taste like a mango, just for the sake of convenience. And I think what community gardens and what the whole local food system is saying is, let's ditch convenience for seasonality and let's make local the driver of our food ethos, which is about health, not about convenience.
Costa, I've just got an SMS from Tony in Wollongong. He says, was sad to read an email I got yesterday that the government has stopped giving out grants to community gardens, and there are so many out here in the Illawarra.
Oh, look, Joel was telling me, and this is where the groundswell of local understanding needs to counter this. But Joel was saying that there's a whole raft of new guidelines and laws about to come out in the US. One of them is that you can't grow anything on a field that has had compost on it for some extravagant amount of time, 1 year or 2 years. You can't have more than 3,000 chickens on open pasture and then grow something on it. Like all these sort of strange biosecurity measures. How can you say that when you have cattle and chicken in a multi-layered system where, you know, pathogenically you've got pathogens fighting each other, so it's not like one animal in a shed which has biosecurity issues because it's one pathogen? How can you start to say that, you know, you can't have compost where you grow vegetables? You know, so these sorts of things, these are threats that are facing an upwelling of people's interest and action in growing a local food movement. And the industry bodies, if they see that as a threat, they're taking a backward step, because what they're doing is saying, oh, we're gonna shut you down. It's only gonna build a bigger groundswell, when they should be building that groundswell to then actually promote more and more growers in local areas. And that will only ultimately build up the end game for them, which is export.